Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
To kick off the show this afternoon, Dr. Nancy Ryan is on the phone. She's with CareerVision.org. They're a personalized high school and college career planning organization. So workplace launch, early career positioning, mid-career through retirement, career management, they've got it all going on. And Nancy has been with Career Vision as a consultant since 1999, holds a PhD in consulting psychology, an MA in community counseling from Loyola. And she's a licensed professional counselor, but I love the fact that she's a mother of college and high school age students, and so she knows what the rest of us are going through. How are you today, Nancy?
I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. So families, students, adults, everybody's still reeling from the economic work and school-related impacts of COVID. In what way has this impacted career guidance and the type of advice that you give to folks?
Well, you know, it's certainly created a context for people, you know, students, for adults to, you know, build some resilience and flexibility. It's been a crisis on many fronts throughout education and through the work front. And I think it's left a lot of people with mixed messages about job openings, and they're feeling uncertain about how to get their footing in this environment. And there's varied statistics out there saying that, you know, for folks looking for a change, 80% of jobs never really even get posted. They're only found through networking or knowing somebody on the inside, which is intimidating. And, you know, there's this notion out there of chatbots being used in the recruiting process. According to Forbes magazine, over 50% of recruiters use that sort of a strategy. That is to say, it's very artificially intelligence driven. And so we really help people kind of work through the anxiety that's around that and get down to brass tacks, which is a solid sense of self-understanding. And we might call it vocational identity, because when you clear the air of the anxiety around, what's out there, all the different possibilities, it can feel very overwhelming. And we help sort of corral all of those feelings and all of those thoughts into, let's understand who you are and what your natural strengths are, what your interests are, what your values are. And this is across the lifespan, beginning in around age 16, 17, 18, as students and families are really gearing up into some very important choices about investment of time, energy, and talent and money in terms of schooling and training, but also for adults throughout the lifespan who are considering navigating a change. They're a little bit perhaps nervous about that, and they just want some objective, supportive, and positive guidance. So that's what we do at Career Vision.
And it's an ideal time for job searching, right?
Oh, it certainly is. It's really the perfect time. We make our strongest contributions when we can really seek out those sort of work settings that are going to be really in line with our natural strengths and our interests. And I think it really helps us present better when we go do informational interviews or go looking for a job. But I will say, what's funny is that before people, I'm talking to adults here, before adults are considering making a major change, they might first consider how they might craft their own role to bring about greater job satisfaction, greater engagement, and appreciation of the role and the people that they work with. And what I mean by that is there's this interesting notion called job crafting, where people can, first, before they make a major change, they might be able to change the nature of their work by perhaps expanding the scope of tasks that they do, or maybe narrowing the scope of tasks, changing how they perform the tasks. Maybe, there's something called tacit or expert knowledge. Whenever we've worked on the role for a few years, we've developed a level of expertise. And sort of deploying those and maybe training others in how we do our work can bring about greater gratification. And then maybe we can change the extent to which we interact with other people. Sometimes a really introverted person may prefer to take on a more solitary role where they really dig in, drop anchor, and flex their expertise. Whereas real people, you know, extroverts, really outgoing people that like to work with and through others, maybe they can move up into management. But those are the sorts of insights that can come out of personality and aptitude assessment. And again, that's our what we do here at Career Vision.
Yeah, careervision.org. And so parents, we all want to help our teens and our young adults as they begin to think about and plan for a career in the emerging economy. We've got about 45 seconds left. How do you go about that as a parent? You reach out to careervision.org, and then how else are you an asset to your students, your kids?
Yeah, you know, I just say there's some excellent websites out there. I think families should jump on the Occupational Outlook Handbook. It's a government online resource that is absolutely fantastic, that features the major clusters of the world of work, and then in 5 minutes can give you a very clear sense of a given career. Like, let's say you look up something like, you know, like a nurse or an accountant or a mechanical engineer, you can get a sense of duties, pay, training, and job outlook. But it'll just give you like a roadmap, a framework, and some excellent current and accurate information about different career pathways that just serves as a great springboard for exploration.
And of course, your website is a good source for most of that, right? Or all of it, actually.
It is, but it really speaks to the value of natural aptitude assessment. Aptitudes are strengths and talents that we all harbor, just in different ways. And when you get down to brass tacks and you understand your unique potential, that can be very, very informative for choosing training programs and choosing careers, especially when blended with motivation, like is interest, values, and personality characteristics. So we provide an objective sort of forum to really, it's a very special time and place to come together and to be able to understand who you are and how that translates into really inspiring, good fit possibilities to focus on.
I really appreciate you joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Nancy Ryan, that is Dr. Nancy Ryan. You can check out what they offer at careervision.org.